Two new DVDs are entering wide release this week, but you won't find them at your local Walmart. The dueling documentaries are about the giant retailer. One is harshly critical. The other defends Walmart as a champion of free market economics. Both films come as Walmart itself is doing more to respond to its most outspoken critics. NPR's Scott Horsley has this report.
The anti-Walmart movie will play on thousands of screens this coming week in private homes, union halls, schools, and churches like the United Church of Christ in San Diego's Mission Hills neighborhood. Education Director Santina Poor says the church regularly hosts discussions on both secular and religious topics. She sees the Walmart screening as a little bit of both.
Jesus was a low-wage worker, I think, was one of the quotes on in our UCC paper regarding this Walmart movie. And, you know, we have to support our friends that are low-wage workers and find a way to help them out.
Walmart's treatment of low-wage workers is a major theme of Robert Greenwald's movie, The High Cost of Low Price. Greenwald, whose past credits include a documentary about Fox News, interviews former Walmart workers like Kathy Nemchik and Diane DeVoy. They complain the company's wages and benefits are so bad, many workers are forced to rely on public assistance.
They're promoting people to get food stamps and Section 8 housing, and they're the ones that are using the system.
It's pretty bad when you need to tell your employees that all these programs are available for you because we're not paying you enough money.
Workers are also at the center of a rival documentary titled Why Walmart Works, which premieres Monday in Rogers, Arkansas, not far from the company's headquarters. Director Ron Galloway, who also made a movie about POW shown on public television, interviews grateful Walmart workers like Sharon. She's a one-time drug user whose job helped turn her life around.
These are just tears of gratitude. I'm so grateful that God chose a man like Sam Walton to start a company such as Walmart with some pure values.
Galloway is clearly an admirer of Walmart, but says the company provided no money for his film and isn't even planning to stock the DVD.
I have determined that the one thing they're not good at is PR and telling their own story. They're awesome at everything but that. The fact that they're depending on me to tell their story is evidence of the fact that they're not good at getting it out.
But Walmart is working harder these days to counter its critics. CEO Lee Scott says, in the past, Walmart was so busy minding the store, it was caught off guard by criticism of its employee relations, its environmental record, and its effects on mom-and-pop business. Vice President Bob McAdam says that's not the case anymore.
The overall criticism of our company has been louder than we might have anticipated. It's not that we just started responding, but we are paying more attention to responding now than ever before.
That newfound sensitivity is evident in a Walmart memo about health benefits, recently leaked to the New York Times. The memo evaluates possible changes in benefits in terms of cost, employee satisfaction, and the company's reputation. The memo also concedes that Walmart's costly health insurance premiums and the reliance of some employees on Medicaid have left the company open to criticism. Greenwald, the critical filmmaker, says Walmart is taking its opponents more seriously now, but he dismisses the company's response.
We're seeing change in spinning, we're seeing change in propaganda, we're seeing change in the charm offensive, but what everyone is looking for, the corporation of this size with this much impact on our country, change behavior.
Walmart's impact is huge. A study released earlier this month shows the highly efficient retailer keeps prices down at its own stores and others, saving the average household more than $2,300 last year. But a separate study suggests Walmart drives down wages and benefits, especially among unionized grocery workers. The balancing act between low prices, satisfied workers, and a good reputation is one that Walmart is still wrestling with. Santina Poor also tries to find that balance in her own shopping, but admits she hasn't found it yet.
When I first had kids, I was like, I'm not going to buy any of these little toys made overseas by manufacturing companies that are, you know, paying their workers pennies. And of course, you know, that lasted about a day. it gets expensive and it's hard. It takes a lot of time, but I think every little bit we can do kind of makes a difference.
Poor's Church is not planning to screen the pro-Walmart movie this coming week, but she's open to the idea of showing it sometime in the near future. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.